For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
What is your ideal body type?
So someone that's fit.
Okay.
Tall, fit.
I do prefer somebody who's taller than me. The most I'll go shorter than me is like 2 inches.
I would say someone who's like fit and like takes care of themselves.
That all seems perfectly fine to me, as long as we're being honest here. Out of the 6 women that were asked, 5 of them said they wanted a guy who was in shape or tall, and only 1 of them said that she didn't care about appearance.
I have dated people of like all different heights and body types, so I don't discriminate over here, baby. I mean...
Fair enough, but you might have noticed that I didn't show all 6. Here's the last one.
You don't need to be a gym rat or look like Chris Evans, although he's pretty fine and Captain America's ass could, like, you know, I'd be down with it.
Yeah. Stop lying to yourself. You would pick Chris Evans over an obese guy if you thought you could get him. Interestingly enough, they did this social experiment with a woman interviewing men, and she said something similar.
I think personality is much more important than body type. I mean, obviously it helps if you're attracted to someone and you think that they look good.
Why can't you just be honest and say that you care about what someone looks like? Everyone feels like they have to tiptoe around this subject and talk about personality, when the reality is that none of us want to date someone who we don't think is physically attractive.
What is your ideal body type?
So someone that's fit, really the personality like really makes or breaks if I like them or not.
Yeah, but they don't get in the door if you don't like the way they look. Of course, personality is important, but it's only important if you find the person physically attractive first. What you look like gets you in the door, and your personality allows you to stay. Covering up that reality doesn't help anyone. In fact, you're actually harming a lot of people who would otherwise be very attractive by lying to them about the importance of their appearance. There are many people out there who let themselves look terrible simply because they don't think their appearance is important, and that's what this video is about. Now, I'm not going to comment on anyone's biology here or the traits that they were born with. Instead, what I'm going to do is use this video to point out how much taking care of yourself matters. With that said, this is Jubilees Versus One. A speed dating experiment with various different topics, but this one happens to focus on body. Contestant Makai has 6 different women to choose from over 3 different rounds. Each round, 1 or 2 of the female candidates will be eliminated, and more of what the person looks like gets revealed with each consecutive round. Let's get into it, but first, if you like the content you see on this channel, then consider making a donation. Viewer support helps keep me independent, and it helps fund the channel. Links to my PayPal, Patreon, and Subscribestar pages can all be found in the description. And also, don't forget to check me out on Rumble, Odyssey, and Twitter. Those links can be found in the description as well. Anyway, let's start the competition.
Interesting toes. Very interesting toes. I'm gonna say there are some people that do keep up with their toes. There's also some women who I feel like my toes look a little bit better than.
Oh, wow. The shade.
Oh, God. Prepare for the foot fetish mob. Outside of odd things to be attracted to, my compliments to the person at Jubilee who created this format. It's easy to produce, and because you can't see what people look like until the end, it encourages you to keep watching. That's exactly how you create interesting content.
I noticed the tattoo, bittersweet, and I gotta say, I really dig that.
Thank you, I appreciate
now,
it.
Now, are you lovely ladies into tattoos at all?
Oh, hell yes.
Okay, music to my ears. I have 3.
Okay. You gotta catch up, baby. I got like 8.
Yeah. Oh, shoot.
I had 6.
Quite a few of us back here have tattoos.
Okay, I only have 2.
This always makes a certain set of people mad when I say this, but since we're talking about people's fashion choices and what that says about their personality, I would feel remiss if I didn't mention it. I am not a big fan of tattoos. Why? Because the types of people who like to get tattoos tend to be people who have suffered severe childhood trauma, and more importantly, have not worked on the mental health issues that resulted from that trauma. I see that as a red flag because going into a relationship with mental health issues tends to not lead to good results. I know that's very sad, and I'm sorry these people suffered bad childhoods, but it's not your job to cure them. The only person you can fix is yourself. Until someone has proven they have done significant work in that direction, it's a bad idea to get into a relationship with them because people with mental health issues are unstable, they cannot control themselves, and they very well could end up ruining your life. I know I'm going to get pushback on this because I do every time I say it, but I wish you guys could see all the comments I've received from people like this person thanking me for pointing this out because it got them to think about their mental health issues. All right, let's get to the first elimination.
I'm probably going to have to go based on the feet. I love the answers from this one, but I'm going to have to eliminate number one. Oh, hi. Nice to meet you. Hey,
nice
you got tattoos.
I do.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. Yeah.
I don't know. They were the only ones not really done.
Yeah. Like, I hike and like lift, so yeah. Nail polish just gets rubbed off.
Note that our contestant Makai was given information about their personalities, yet he chose to make the choice based on appearance. It's not just him, by the way. The girl from the other video I showed earlier did the exact same thing.
Contestant three, looks like you cut your toenails like very sharp.
Wow. Yeah, I am trash at cutting my toenails.
That looks,
you know?
Like that would like hurt really bad if someone like scraped them. A little scary, but good. I'm gonna eliminate contestant three just because of the toenails.
Yeah, she's right. That guy does not take care of his feet. But let's get back to Sierra, the first girl to get eliminated. Again, I'm not commenting on anything she was born with. I'm just commenting on personal decisions that she's made that are making her less attractive than she should be. First, she knew she was going to be on a show, and she didn't get the pedicure or paint her nails for whoever she might be dating, seemingly out of laziness. I know she had an excuse for that, and they only get like 2 days to prepare, but she's trying to make a good first impression. If Drake was on the other side of that curtain, I'm sure she would figure it out. Second, she's overweight. Not by a lot, but remember, at the beginning, she said that she wanted someone who was fit.
What is your ideal body type?
So someone that's fit?
How are you going to ask for the guy to be in shape when you aren't in shape yourself? Like I said, she's not that overweight, but she is overweight enough for it to matter, and it says to me that she does not care about maintaining an attractive figure for her partner. I think one of the female candidates, Christina, says it best when she says this.
What's your biggest turn on?
I would just say, like, someone who cares about pleasing the other person more than themselves.
Provided that Christina behaves this way towards her partner as well, this statement is a sign of good relationship material. One more thing on Sierra. Her hair looks like a mess. It looks like she kind of just woke up that way and hasn't made any attempt to find out which hairstyles make her look good. I know learning how to style your hair is a pain in the ass, especially for women, but let me ask you, do you want a high-quality partner or do you want a low-quality partner? For both men and women, if you want a desirable partner, then you need to figure out what makes you look good, and you need to make an effort to look your best. By the way, this isn't just about relationships. This is about everything. The more attractive you make yourself look, the more opportunities you'll have access to. Everyone inherently likes to be around people who take care of themselves, so don't make the mistake of discounting how important your appearance is. All right, round two. I already spoiled it a bit, but whatever.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save.
$20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service, real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
Okay. So some are a little bit revealing and others, I see shorts.
Yeah.
Okay. What's up with the shorts? Cheating?
My parents are going to watch this and
parents?
Yeah, this is like conservative, I think, for me.
Whoa, conservative. Okay.
Great answer from Imani. Dressing conservatively means that she's probably not sexually promiscuous. Women who are sexually promiscuous make terrible relationship partners. And by the way, it's the same for men. If you want to have healthy, stable relationships, both parties should try to keep their body count as low as possible. The second part of this is from Maddie, who says that this is the most conservative piece of underwear she has. That's a great answer if you're just looking for fun, but if you actually want a successful relationship, this is not a great choice. Upon further investigation into Maddie, I found her Instagram page, and it's one of those accounts where she takes so many revealing photos that I can't show it. I'm not a big fan of getting age-restricted. Maddie is also a Twitch girl, and that account has content very similar to her Instagram. So yeah, not a great choice.
I'm a stripper, so I'm like in my underwear for a living. So this is also very conservative for me.
Okay. A stripper. What's your favorite thing about stripping?
The money.
The money?
Besides the money.
Also not a great pick. Virtually all strippers are untreated trauma survivors with tons of mental health issues that they're avoiding. I've heard stories from hundreds of sex workers, and a grand total of zero of them have described a happy childhood or good mental health when talking about themselves. This is important to point out because Emily says that she wants this kind of partner.
I'm looking for someone that's wholesome.
Okay, you stated what you want. Now you have to ask what makes you deserving of that kind of partner. Sorry to break it to you, but most guys don't see stripping as wholesome. If you want that kind of person in your life, then you need to spend some time working on your mental health, look at the kinds of people who your friends are, and stop doing drugs. I can't show it for the same reason I can't show Maddie's, but Emily looks high in a lot of her Instagram photos. Also, just to drive that point home on the friends thing, if you can't attract good people to be your friends, then you aren't going to be able to attract a good relationship partner. Friends are less of an investment than a relationship. Why would someone make a big investment on a person who has a bunch of low-quality people around them?
I go to the gym a couple times a week, and I've been weight training for almost like the past year, and I feel like that's helped with my confidence and feeling comfortable with my body a lot.
That's a good sign. Christina works out, and you can tell based on the way she looks. This is someone who cares enough about other people to care what she looks like. I don't like this whole message of, I don't care what people think about me, that's been promoted for the past few decades. Of course, being OCD about what people think of your appearance is not good, but the people who repeat this I don't care mantra tend to be the worst kinds of people. You need to, at least to some extent, care what others think about you. So far, this girl, Christina, and the girl whose parents are watching, Imani, seem to be the best choices out of this group of six. Let's go to the second elimination. This time, Makai has to get rid of two people.
I'm going to eliminate number three.
Okay. Hi, babes.
Oh, you're cute.
Shoot.
Thank you.
Oh,
wow.
She's so funny.
Nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you, too.
Oh, I like your tattoos.
Thank you.
Damn.
We'll link up. It's cool.
See ya.
This one's kind of sad because you can see that Imani very much takes care of her appearance. Unfortunately, she is overweight, and if I haven't drilled this into people's heads enough, that does matter. Everyone said appearance mattered except for Emily. Just to remind you, here's Imani saying her preferences.
I do prefer somebody who's taller than me. The most I'll go shorter than me is like 2 inches.
Honestly, I think that if Imani took care of her weight, she would be the most attractive girl on this lineup. In my opinion, she was also one of the more mentally healthy choices. Out of the six women there, I think her and Christina had the best mental health.
Number two.
Hi, I'm Angelica. Hi. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well. I thought you were going to be taller than me, so I was like,
I'm tall. It'd be tall. Like that. It's okay. Yeah. No harm, no foul. It's okay.
Take care.
So obviously this is someone who does not take care of her health. I like to say that people wear their personality because a lot of the choices that you make in terms of your appearance are reflective of who you are. Sorry to be rude because she seems nice, but Angelica is morbidly obese, which means she's an addict. Addicts have all sorts of problems in their life that cause them to use, and if you are the high-quality guy that she wants, you aren't going to want to put up with her problems. You want someone who has already dealt with their issues just like you have. Also remember that this is the girl who said she wanted Chris Evans.
You don't need to be a gym rat or look like Chris Evans, although he's pretty fine and Captain America's ass could, like, you know, I'd be down with it.
Understandably, she had a little caveat to that statement, but you can tell that Chris Evans is the kind of guy she actually wants, so I'll say what I said with Emily. What makes you deserving of someone like that? If you don't take care of your health, why should the guy you're dating take care of his health? Angelica, if you want to deserve someone who is good, then you need to go to an addiction recovery program like Overeaters Anonymous, which is free. Get a sponsor, work the steps, and do not get into any new relationships until you've had over a year of sobriety. Any binge eating would be considered a relapse, and it will probably take you 2 to 3 years to lose that weight. If you have money, get a therapist. Don't just get a therapist who will reaffirm your feelings. You need someone who is going to be harsh with you because your life depends on it. The amount of weight you've gained puts you at risk for all sorts of diseases. That being said, you can see that Angelica does do a good job with her hair, so she does care about what people think, but she seems to have a food addiction that she has trouble controlling. Okay, last round. I'm going to skip past the curtain reveal and just get right to it.
What does that key mean?
It's the key to my heart.
I like that.
You want it?
I might have to take that right now.
Ew, cringe. But it seems to have worked on him, so maybe I'm the one who's wrong here. Let's go to Emily. The question is, what's your least favorite thing on your body?
So I will say, like, being a curvier girl, I do have, like, obviously, like, more belly and more leg than a lot of, like, Instagram models and stuff do. Obviously, like, everyone has their angles and stuff that you could, like, kind of hide that a little bit.
Please stop using euphemisms like curvy to hide your weight problem. It doesn't change the reality of your situation, and that kind of behavior leads to people not getting better. Admitting you have a problem is the first step to recovery. Clearly, Emily is not happy about her weight because she mentioned that she tries to take photos from certain angles to look thinner. Anyway, next Makai asked why they're single.
Why are you single, and what do you look for in a partner?
I'm single because, probably because of my bad taste in guys. I've only been in one relationship, technically, and we never even labeled it because it was just so toxic and honestly, like, emotionally abusive.
Another sign of bad mental health from Maddie. There are many indicators that people will give you that tell you about their mental health. It's good to be able to identify this stuff because, one, it will help you identify in yourself. Hopefully that will convince you to get treatment. And two, it prevents you from bringing people into your social circle who will ruin your life because they have tons of mental health issues and they can't control themselves. So when I hear that Maddie has 6 tattoos...
You gotta catch up, baby. I got, like, 8.
Yeah. Oh, shoot.
I had 6.
It's hard to tell who said that, but Maddie confirmed that she was the one who said she had 6 tattoos in a Twitch livestream on her channel reacting to this Jubilee video. So when I hear 6 tattoos, when I hear that she chooses abusive partners, and when I see tons of revealing photos of her on Instagram, I think bad mental health. Now, unfortunately, I can't just say that and say, no, seriously, believe me. I have to actually show proof that my interpretation is accurate, otherwise it would be intellectually dishonest. So when I show this next thing, know that I'm merely doing it to make a point, I'm not doing it to put anyone on blast. That being said, I found a video of Maddie publicly opening up about her mental health problems. Also, unfortunately, to prove it's her, I have to show her face. So if you don't want the surprise spoiled, close your eyes now.
But depression can also mean you look fine to everyone else. You don't have to be glued to your bed. For me, I didn't even accept that I was depressed. You know, I knew that I had a little bit of some mood swings, but it didn't really, you know, mean anything to me. But I thought that was okay at the time, until I started to have suicidal thoughts. I thought about ending my life.
Now, I will say that it was very brave of her to reveal that. It's not easy to display all of your mental health problems to the world, and this video was a genuine attempt from her to help other people with depression. But I will also say, Maddie, please get treatment. You have a life-threatening illness, and you should know how bad this is because you said you were a psychology major. And I know she hasn't gotten treatment because this video was made over 2 years ago in 2019, and Maddie is still behaving pathologically. She actually sounds more mentally healthy in this video than she does today. Also, for reference, the Jubilee video was filmed in December of 2021, so please get treatment. A Google search is all it takes to find people who can help you. Next up is Christina talking about why she's single.
I would say I'm single right now just because I'm a very picky person. I'm open to going out and casually dating and just having fun. I'm not necessarily like looking for the one or like anything.
This answer is kind of neutral. I'm tempted to say it's a bad sign because casual dating might mean that she's had a lot of sexual partners. If you want someone who is a good, stable partner, then you want someone who has had a series of long-term relationships, not a bunch of small flings or one-night stands, particularly if you want to get married. You want someone who is practicing for marriage. On the other hand, Christina might just be saying that she's young and not really ready to take dating seriously, which is an okay answer. That's why I say this comment is neutral, because it could be either one. So I'm going to skip over Emily's answer to why she's single, because she doesn't say anything interesting, and I already kind of showed some of it earlier. Let's move on to the final elimination.
Okay. So the person I'm going to have to eliminate, unfortunately, is number 3. Hi.
Hi.
Damn, I love your hair. That's
thank
sick.
You.
Oh,
hi. Hi, Emily.
I'm Makai. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah,
what's
I like
up?
Your
thank you. I like your tattoos.
You have a nice story. Thank
you. You do have nice. He has really has nice eyes, by the way. He really
thank
does.
Thank you. I appreciate yeah. that.
I will say that her hair looks cool and the hearts are very creative, but does that mean it's attractive? No. Most guys, if not the vast majority of guys, do not like short hair or a bald head. Hell, even women generally don't like baldness. Men typically want hair that's at least shoulder length, and tons of guys want it longer than that. Now, we have already gone over that Emily is quite overweight. Like I said, this is all about personal choices people have made that affect how attractive they are. She has a good body shape. Honestly, I think if she simply grew her hair out and lost weight, she'd be very attractive. She also has a good voice, so it really just bothers me when I see a 7 or an 8 turn themselves into a 3 because of poor life choices, or because they don't want to eat healthy food because they think healthy food tastes gross. To go on a small tangent, because I was in the fitness industry for close to a decade, the reason you think health food is gross is probably because of these two things. One, you're eating processed sugar and processed oils all day, so you can't actually taste regular food that doesn't have that stuff in it. Stop drinking tons of soda, and you'll actually be able to taste stuff. Two, a ton of these people that I've talked to have never gone out and tried different types of food. They just eat cheeseburgers and pizza. They have no idea what they actually like, so they just stick to what they know. Here's the thing. There are many fruits and vegetables that I hate, but there are also many fruits and vegetables that I like. You need to go out and try a little bit of everything so you know what you like and what you don't like. That's how you become satisfied with healthy food and move away from dumping sugar, oil, and salt all over everything so that low-quality food tastes better than it should. These are strategies that you'll have to learn if you want to live a healthy lifestyle. Okay, last elimination.
I'm going to have to eliminate number 2.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Christina.
Oh, I'm Makai. Nice to meet
nice
you.
Nice to meet you.
Hi. Damn. I don't know. Like, you just seem very, very shy. I like your answers, though.
Yeah. But, yeah. I got, like, the same glasses as you.
You do?
What's your vision? Are you near or farsighted?
I am... near side, where you can see, right?
Right. Yeah. Give me.
You want to take my glasses? Okay,
yes.
For sure.
Can I see them with the... Oh, yours is... Oh, I don't know.
Like... I got fucked up eyesight. Like, it's like 3D, huh?
It's like a little stronger than mine, so yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. You good?
Wow. Big mistake not choosing her. Not only is she attractive, not only was she probably the most mentally stable choice, but also, you guys have at least a little chemistry. Her trying on his glasses was a good sign. Girls who like you will find excuses to touch you. Girls who don't like you will treat you like you have some sort of disease and would never ask to try on your glasses. Makai really screwed up on this one.
Come on up. Hi.
Hi.
Hello, I'm Makai.
Can I hug you?
Yeah, of course. I've been hugging everyone. Hello.
Hi. Maddie.
You have nice tattoos, and I like your answers as well, especially with the key to the heart thing. That one was dope. I'm definitely excited to see, like, what happens.
Such awkward eye contact right now. I don't know where to look.
Can I have your number, Instagram?
Super awkward, no chemistry. In that Twitch stream Maddie did that I mentioned earlier, Maddie said that their meeting was even more awkward, but it got edited out. I don't really have any comment on her appearance because it looks like she already puts a lot of effort into that already. However, her mental health issues should have completely disqualified her, and it's disturbing that Makai was not able to pick up on that. Fortunately for him, Maddie says that they never actually went on a date. He dodged a bullet. Now, full disclosure, because I criticized Maddie for it, I did see some revealing photos on Christina's Instagram, but they were way more tasteful and the vast majority of her Instagram is non-sexualized material. Also, Christina was the only one, I believe, who did not have tattoos, and I still maintain that she was the most mentally stable out of the six girls. Well, either her or Imani. So that's the show. Speaking of choices that make people more or less attractive, I've been seeing some interesting things lately that have caused me to wonder just how much of the way we look is determined by behavior and not by our genetics. Dr. Mike Mew, an orthodontist, has a channel talking about how your behaviors can either positively or negatively impact the structure of your face. Things like whether you have messed up teeth or not, or the shape of your jawline, may be affected by your habits. Dr. Mew suggests that if you have grown up with bad facial structure, you can actually change some of it by changing your behaviors. I don't know if his claims are true or not, but here is his channel so you can make your own decisions. Most of what I've seen him talk about is about how bad for you mouth breathing is. Strangely enough, most people find mouth breathing unattractive, and I've noticed throughout my life that things that look unattractive tend to be markers of poor health. Things like obesity, bad posture, and dry skin. So personally, I believe that mouth breathing is bad for you, and if you have trouble breathing through your nose and you're inside a lot, you can make that easier by making sure the room you stay in is ventilated or go outside every so often. Humidify that room to 30 to 50% humidity, and if you still can't breathe through your nose, do a few nasal cleanses with a saline solution. If you don't know how to do a saline cleanse, here's a doctor who explains how to do it. If you don't know anything about humidifiers, here's a video that will tell you everything that you need to know. Do not use humidifiers improperly, or you'll spread mold everywhere and make yourself really sick with things like sinus infections. Also, make sure you clean your humidifier frequently. And of course, if you really have trouble breathing through your nose, talk to your doctor. Outside of that, I cannot stress enough how important it is to take care of your health with things like diet and exercise. And I cannot stress enough how important it is to learn how to properly dress. Forget relationships for a second and understand that being more physically fit and dressing nicer will make you more hireable, it will get more people to listen to you, and it will help you attract higher quality people in your life. If you want to be successful, you can't just focus on your primary skills like what you need for your career. You need to also get the social aspects correct, or you'll find yourself in a position that is way below your potential. But with that said, I think that's enough for this video. So if you liked it, hit the like button, subscribe if you're new, comment and share. If you would like to support this channel, then you can do so with PayPal, Patreon, or Subscribestar. You can find all of those links in the description. Last, don't forget to check me out on Rumble, Odyssey, and Twitter. You can also find those links in the description. Otherwise, thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next video.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save.
$20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.